Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a health video he made and I was surprised. He's in his 80s and still seems to have his energy and health. He says he's even stronger, has more stamina, and plenty of energy left over for his grandkids since making one simple health change that helps his digestion and nutrition. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife made the same change and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, and she has energy all day. Many of us do not include the fruits, vegetables, and other herbs that increase health and energy in our own diets. Chuck Norris made a special video that explains how he incorporated these things with one simple product. You can watch it by going to mymorningkick.com/Harris. It may change your approach to your own health. Once again, that's mymorningkick.com/Harris. Welcome to the Conversations That Matter podcast. My name is John Harris. This will probably be one of the shortest podcasts in the history of my podcast, but I wanted to show you guys something. I'll make an announcement here. If you go to worldviewconversation.com and you go to the upper right-hand corner where it says host an event and click it, it's going to take you to a page where you can fill out a form. There's a form to fill out and it'll ask you some questions, your name, contact info. Do you agree with the discerning Christian statement? There's a typo there. It's three E's. It should be two. Agree. Agree with the discerning Christian statement. And if you want to host myself for speaking, or there's a number of individuals that I have in mind that I think if would, depending on the date, also be able to come if you wanted to have like a whole conference. If you just specify what you're thinking anyway. If you have the facility, if you can pay for travel expenses, you can put in what you're thinking about that, and then give four potential dates for this fall, next spring, next summer. I wouldn't go past that, but if you have dates that you're looking at that you'd really like to do something, and then put all that info in there, I would be happy to look through that. And I'm going to try. The goal of this is, I think we need to encourage one another. And there are small churches that people don't get to go to these big conferences that happen at central locations all the time. It's hard to go to some of those. And I want to come to you if I can. I can't do everything. I can't be everywhere. This year is tough in some ways. But I want to do what I can to encourage local churches. And so it'll go right to my email and I'll take a look at it. And if that's something that you would like to do, just send me what you're thinking. And we can start talking about it. And it's not a guarantee that I'm going to come or that I can arrange for other people to come. But there's a lot of things happening. I have a book coming out. I'm not going to say all of them because there's just a bunch of ideas. I have a million ideas for what would be really helpful workshops to do, documentaries to view, these kinds of things, good speakers to have, depending on whether it's a youth group or a church or whatever. Just let me know, and I'd love to help you with that. And if I'm overwhelmed, which I don't know, I'm not sure, I've never tried this. So if I'm overwhelmed, I'll just politely write back, hey, let's try for like next year or something. Let's do that. But we're gonna see how this goes. And I would love to, I'd love to just help on the local grassroots church level, fight the social justice stuff, recognize what it is. It is a different religion, but promote the truth of Christian ethics, of objective truth, of the true gospel, and a true metaphysic of the world that we live in. And there's so many topics we can talk about. So gospel is worth defending in my mind, and so is biblical truth in general about reality. So there you go. That's the podcast. That's it. That's the end of it. It's just that announcement. So if you go to worldviewconversation.com, you'll see that tab, and you can check it out. God bless.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.